The family is the school of duties, founded on love.
Love is the highest reason for creation.
The family is one of nature's masterpieces.
Islam draws a fantastic image of family.
Prosperous family.
If you ask me, why do I love you? No matter where you are, we are the greatest ummah with the beating of our hearts. We are Muslims. La ilaha illallah Muhammadu Rasulullah. There's no God but Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammad al-Mustafa. Muhammad is his messenger. La ilaha illallah Muhammadu Rasulullah. There's no God but Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammad al-Mustafa. Muhammad is his messenger.
In the name of Allah, the Exalted. Praise be to Allah and peace be upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad and his pious, pure and infallible household. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to our program, Prosperous Family.
Peace be upon Rasulullah, peace be upon Habibullah, peace be upon Muhammad, peace be upon Shafi'ullah, peace be upon Khair Khalqillah, peace be upon Muhammad, last Nabi'llah.
It is obvious that the importance of establishing a family and its related means and essentials in the sacred religion of Islam is evident enough and needs no proof. It is the very important status of a family that Allah, great be His glory, in the Quran, the infallible Imams or Muslim leaders in their practices and policies, sages and authoritative as well as unbiased commentators have all presented the comprehensive comments and most constructive matter on the subject of the Islamic family structure. Today in our program, Prosperous Family, we will be discussing the definition of a family.
When you feel all alone in this world, and there's nobody to count your tears, just remember no matter where you are, Allah knows, Allah knows. Carrying a monster load, and you wonder how far you can go. With every step on that road that you take, Allah knows, Allah knows.
Our program today includes several parts. In the various parts of our program, you will be listening to an Islamic scholar. You will be also listening to Love in the View of Islam. An interview, and the philosophy of life will also be discussed. We hope you enjoy our program today and stay with us till the end of it. Today, the fundamental pillars of life itself have been destroyed by the emergence of disorder in the sacred family system, ignoring its necessary principle and values. Without reforming the family structure, it is quite irrelevant and inappropriate to expect a healthy society and a community capable of enjoying a reasonable social life. Let us now hear what people from various parts of the world think about family life.
I make the observation that family life in Switzerland, where I come from, is in a great evolution, and that a lot of values and also behaviors my parents had actually, and the young people do not exist anymore like that. We had in our society a lot of people who do not marry so easily as they did it before, and beyond the people married, there are quite a lot of people who divorce after some years. By problems they get together, and they got in their concrete situation of a small family living in a small household, and with problems of interrelations between them, and so on.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all.
It is taught in the Quran, for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest.
Please stay tuned now for a discussion with an Islamic scholar, Sister K. Bahi, regarding the definition of family life in Islam. We hope you enjoy it.
In the name of God, the Most Exalted. Dear listeners, Salaamu Alaikum. In this program entitled Prosperous Family, we're going to talk about the definition of the family life. Now we are in the service of a religious expert, Sister K. Bahi. Thank you for accepting our invitation. And you're very more welcome to our program.
Thanks a lot.
In the first part of our program, we're going to talk about a definition of the family life. I'll just give you a dictionary definition of this word, and you elaborate more about this matter. A family, as you know, is a group of two people or more related by marriage, blood, or adoption, and who live together. The immediate family traditionally consists of parents and their offspring, and in its simplest form of the family, a wife and a husband. Would you please elaborate more on the definition of the family life?
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me begin first with a sincere salutation to our beloved Prophet and his progeny. I say salam to our dear listeners too, and I hope they enjoy the program and it would be in their favor, inshallah. I should say majority of sociologists and scholars believe that a family is a small unit of society. So to say, a family is one unit in the chain of units. It means every unit has its own impact in its society. So the importance of the family appears when studying ethical and cultural development in a society.
Mm-hmm. At the first, I should ask a question. I think, is there the word family is in the Quran, or does it mention in the Quran the word family?
Yeah, this is a very good question, actually. In searching for finding the keys in Quran, mm-hmm. we realize that marriage mm-hmm. is actually preceded to the family making. This is quite interesting that Allah wants us to understand the purpose yes. of each being in universe in mm-hmm. order to actually make us to find the details which our own strive.
Yes.
Perhaps this is the reason that the word family does not exist in the Holy Scripture.
Mm, yes. Just the word marriage
yes,
can be found.
Yes, that's yes. right. Actually, Islam draws a fantastic image of a family by mm-hmm. introducing the term marriage. It shows that a family, which is an actual result of the marriage, consists of a husband and a wife mm-hmm. who both make the cornerstone of a family, along with any children they may have.
Yes.
Parents build, organize, and take care of the family. Just if you let me to explain more about the necessity of marriage in Quran.
Yes, of course.
The necessity of the marriage is emphasized in the Holy Quran lots of times. For example, in chapter Rum, verse 21, and chapter A'raf, mm-hmm. verse 189, and Yasin, verse 36, and Baqarah, verse 187. In all these teachings, Allah encourages people to get married and consider this as a natural, inherent desire of human being. Our beloved Prophet also said, "Whoever does not marry is not from me." Mm-hmm. You've yes. definitely
it is a kind of
yes,
the
heard
most
this.
Most important part of the sunnah.
That's
of the
right.
Prophet.
That's right.
Yeah.
It means that by this he has not. I mean, the person who has not, you know, obeyed his prophet mm-hmm. in marriage,
yes.
He has not followed the prophet and has ignored his sunnah mm-hmm. Somehow. In chapter Baqara, verse 187, Allah the Almighty says, "Hunna libasun lakum wa antum libasun lahunna." Allah the Almighty said that marriage makes the couple to be as a garment,
for
one another, in order to protect
each other
against any harm and danger everything.
For many problems, maybe,
that's right,
that they come across in their life.
That's right, In chapter room also, in verse 21, God the Almighty says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. He the Almighty says that by marriage, the couple actually experience true peace and tranquility, and afterwards they'll be capable to receive Allah's mercy and grace.
Mm-hmm.
All these nice rewards are followed by the establishment of family in advance.
Yes.
When a man and a woman become husband and wife and begin their common life, you know, under the same roof.
Yes.
So, that's right. So we include that all verses about marriage unfold the necessity of the family making in Islam. Therefore, Islam defines the family by its special method called marriage, which certainly is based on affection, compassion and mercy.
Yes. Thank you, dear listeners. So we've finished the first part of our discussion about the definition of the family life. We'll be right back in a few minutes. You have just listened to the first part of the discussion by Sister Kay Bochy. We hope you enjoyed it. Now let us see together what love is in the view of Islam. Please stay tuned.
Nothing other than God has ever been loved. It is God who has manifested himself in whatever is beloved for the eyes of those who love. There is no being except that it loves. Thus, the whole universe loves and is loved, and all these go back to him, just as nothing has ever been worshipped other than him. Since whatever a servant of God has ever worshipped has been because of wrong imagination of deity in it, otherwise it would have never been worshipped. God, the Most High, says in the Quran, "And your Lord has commanded not to worship but him." This is the case with love as well. No one has ever loved anything other than his Creator. However, He, the Most High, has hidden himself from them under the love for dunya, this world, money, social positions, and all other beloved subjects in the universe.
You have just listened to the part of our program where we describe love in the view of Islam. We hope you enjoyed it. Let us now hear what people from various parts of the world think about family life.
My name is Lucas Niederberger. I'm a theologian and I teach in different schools about world religions. There are schools for future social workers and people who in gymnasiums and middle schools. And I would like to start with fundamentally different thing in Islamic families and Christian families. For example, now when we are visiting Iran, the Iranians say, well, we know the marriage, the arranged traditional marriage, and we also know the marriage where the young people, the couple, chooses each other. And in Switzerland or in Western Europe, we only know the marriage by choice. And this is quite new. The generation of our grandmothers and grandfathers, it was a little bit still arranged. The families had to know each other. Catholics married among Catholics, Protestant married among Protestant. But today it's only free choice, and it's by love and a lot by emotions. And of course, from the point of view of freedom, we must say, of course, it's an aim that you choose your wife and not the family chooses. But in fact, when you choose your wife or your husband by love, out of love and emotions, you have very, very high expectations towards your spouse, your husband. And as soon as the big emotions are over, that's a big crisis. And the expectations are not only so high on the level of love, but it's also your partner has to be a perfect wife, has to be a perfect mother, has to be very professional, has to be engaged in society. So it's an absolutely, how do you say, exaggerated expectations.
I have been wondering so, wondering about what do I know about this life and where do I go after I die? How can it be so that some people say that it all ends when into my grave I descend? But how can my aim of heaven be flown when my only wish is to be with my Lord?
You have just heard an interview of various people from different parts of the world regarding their views on family life. Please stay tuned for the next part of speech.
Yes, dear listeners, we are again with you with the second part of our discussion about the definition of the family life. Sister Kibahi, I want to ask another question. Do you know what the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his progeny tells us about the family life and such a relationship? And elaborate more on this question.
Okay. Yes, and I have to say that this part of, you know, if you're looking for this sort of things in the Holy Prophet's life.
Yes.
It's quite, you know, I shall say, it's quite obvious because you can feel in his life he was a very emotional and affectionate
and
prophet.
And compassionate,
yes,
maybe,
that's right.
All the people.
Yes, yes, that's right. And but let me just begin this, the second part of our discussion about the, you know, inherent sense of marriage, because this is an inherent natural desire,
yes,
that God has granted us, actually.
Yes.
Everyone likes to love and to be loved and devote his or her true feeling to his or her mate, then likes to make a place to live in with his or her beloved, to share his life with. Again, everyone likes to have baby, maybe to satisfy his sense of creativity and nurturing, because we all are the creature of Allah and are expected to reflect his almighty attributes. So all human desires are inherent and natural and actually the gifts of Allah, which should be served for the pleas of his.
And these desires should be satisfied.
Yeah, that in a proper sense of family making. That's right.
Yes, exactly.
We Muslims are proud of our beloved Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt as invaluable practical sources, actually, as for Allah himself says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, the Messenger of Allah is the best role model for you. So it shows that we have to, you know, follow his path. The Prophet always used to respect and homage marriage, actually, in his life, and making family, and was peerless, actually, to maintain family relationship. As he says, the best among you are those who are best to their families, and I am the best of you to my family. This is his
kind of a symbol
saying.
Or model should be in the way of the other Muslims.
That's
just
right.
Just follow this way in the life.
Yeah, exactly. And our Prophet actually was indeed the best exemplar among his generation.
Yes, of course.
As well as the entire human being before and after him in history. He believed in simplicity and indulgence. This is a very special and very interesting point in his life. simplicity and indulgence related to marriage, and enjoined people to take the marriage ceremony easy and take the responsibility in partnership efficiently, actually. Mm-hmm. Once he said, Khairun nikah aysara. It means that the best marriage is the most indulgent one.
It means that we should make marriage ceremonies in the simplest way.
That's right, exactly. Yes. He also had a strong belief in affection and mercy towards his household and never deprived his wives from having equal intimacy or his children from equal treatment. In this issue, he had said, "من أخلاق الأنبياء حب النساء." Passion towards wives is one of the Prophet's characteristics. Mm-hmm. This is the meaning of his word. And this quotation reflects the same concept of mawaddatan wa rahma in above verse, in verse 21.
I mean that the behavior and also the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, reflects some verses of the Holy Quran.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we should follow him as an exemplar or as a symbol, as a model in our family life.
That's right. Actually, their existence is for being our role model in life, because we human beings need an exemplar, a pattern, a picture in our life, so we need them.
So as a whole, Sister Kebahi, what is the definition of the family life according to Islam as a whole?
I shall say that definition of family from Islamic point of view is that family, which is the fruit of marriage, is a focal point in society, as it outshines affection and mercy as well as Islamic values to guarantee the mental and spiritual health in society. This is a reasonable definition
from the Islamic perspective. Thank you again for accepting our invitation. And
My pleasure.
Giving such a lecture and giving us such a beneficial words about the definition of the family in the way of Islam. And
thank you.
So I should say goodbye to our listeners, and I hope our dear listeners accompany us in our next program, which will be about the necessity of forming a family life.
Inshallah.
Thank you for staying with us, and may God bless you.
الإسلام ديني والعظم غير ديني محمد اللي هديني نور الإيمان ديني الإسلام ديني والعظم غير ديني محمد اللي هديني نور الإيمان.
Allah wisely and fairly willed to create pairs of everything in the firmly founded and extensive order of creation. In the expansive scene of creation, the pairing of everything is an absolute truth with no exception. Even before man came to know this fact through his knowledge and performing scientific research on it, the glorious Quran had made this truth known in numerous verses, including the verse 49 of the Blessed Surah chapter entitled The Winds That Scatter. This scientific fact covers everything in creation, including inanimate objects, plants, animals, and humankind. This great statement, which is a scientific fact and an explicit expression regarding everything which is in the cosmos, represents one of the miracles of the glorious Quran being mentioned centuries before the scientific renaissance came about, in a city like Mecca or Medina, where only a few could read and write, and there was a lack of proper books and schools. This Quranic statement is also a strong reason proving the originality of the scripture, its being scientific, and the justification of prophethood of the last of the prophets, Muhammad, peace be upon him and his household. Let us now hear the last part of our program, the philosophy of life.
Life is a succession of moments.
I think life is a gift we have, each of us has it, and it's a gift we can accept and which we can develop and which will not all the time stay in the same something which lives and, for instance, which is in movement. It's not something which is which reaches a certain level and then will be perfect. But it's a movement, a dynamic which we got, which will bring us to something which will be helpful for others, probably, and which will be give a meaning to the place we take. And for this reason, I think we need a lot of trust that the life we got will bring us to meaningful sense in our society, small and big, great, where we live, and will fulfill us with happiness, even if often it doesn't function as we would like.
I think in a religious language, I would say the meaning of life is to love and to serve God. And in a secular language, which is important in a secular society, I would say to love God and to serve God is always by the mean of the world. That means if I serve you, if I love you, I serve God. And you can only be a servant of God if you serve and love other people and the nature, not only human beings, but also the nature.
Orderliness, laws, limits, rights, and facts are internally and externally manifested in all elements of creation. And the names and attributes of Allah are so evident in all creatures that even the illiterate can read and understand them. The strangest thing is that all these creatures with their own special systems are heading straight for their beloved and their goal, which is God the Almighty. That to thy Lord is thy final return. Chapter Najm, verse 42. In fact, marriage is highly valued in Islam and it benefits a man and woman greatly. Hopefully, families will ease this humane, divine and important issue and abstain from making conditions difficult to meet and to be more lenient. And it is hoped they will perform these ceremonies according to their own social status, being satisfied with what is available. Thank you for being with us today. And may the peace and blessing of God be upon you all.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim. دين الإسلام ديني ولا عظم غير ديني محمد اللي هديني نور الإيمان دين الإسلام ديني ولا عظم غير ديني محمد اللي هديني نور الإيمان. If you ask me, surely this cannot be. You give your wealth so free, and you say your life is charity. It ain't hard to see, I am a Muslim.